Welcome once again, everyone. This is The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you out of Valentine, Nebraska, reminding you that if you have items that you would like to send to us, just send those to kimhburge@gmail.com. We'll take a look at those, and maybe one day you'll hear them right here on your local radio station. So I want to remind you about the Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read. The Tri-State Livestock News is the ideal way for your business to connect with farmers and ranchers who make up your target audience. Since 1963, Tri-State Livestock News has established a strong reputation as a leading publication within the livestock industry. Tri-State Livestock News, it's what ranchers read.
Yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota, Mike, that's the place to go. Open 10 to 5, Monday through Saturday, or you can call by appointment. Call 605-642-5884. That's 605-642-5884. This is a great store with antiques. They have vintage treasures, collectibles, decorating items. There's something for everybody in there. Make sure you allow time when you go to Yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota.
I have a recent news story, and we don't feature a lot of those kind of things on The Good Stuff, but this one I thought was particularly interesting. It comes from Canton, South Dakota, which Kim will know about the Canton, South Dakota area. It's in southeastern parts of
Absolutely.
South Dakota.
Absolutely. A shout out to everybody there.
Well, they are working on getting a new swimming pool. Canton's aging city pool was demolished a few years ago. That's not the story here. The story is a fundraising project. As that continues across the community, a young businessman has joined in. Cooper Fossum won't sugarcoat it. He wants a place to swim, quote, so I can have fun.
I like it.
That's why the 8-year-old Canton boy opened up the candy shack in his yard. And with each sugary treat and salty snack that he sells, Cooper's raising money for the Canton Pool Project. Cooper used his own birthday money and called some relatives for donations to purchase his initial stock. So he didn't go to the bank of dad to get things started here. And Cooper runs a pretty serious business. Younger brother Jack has already been fired once.
Uh-oh.
Customers and donors have helped him raise $650 in profit. So if you're in the Canton, South Dakota area, you might want to stop and help out Cooper Fossum as he raises money for their new pool project. And I just thought the entrepreneurial spirit and young man jumping in there to help the community was worth mentioning here on The Good Stuff.
Way to go, Cooper. Yeah. That's awesome. Hey, here's a story. Jennifer's wedding day was fast approaching. Nothing could dampen her excitement. Not even her parents' nasty divorce. Her mother had found the perfect dress to wear and would be the best-dressed mother of the bride ever. A week later, Jennifer was horrified to learn that her father's new young wife had bought the exact same dress. Jennifer asked her to exchange it, but she refused. "Absolutely not. I look like $1 million in this dress, and I'm wearing it," she says. Jennifer told her mom, who graciously said, "Never mind, sweetheart. I'll get another dress. After all, it's your special day." A few days later, they went shopping and did find another gorgeous dress. When they stopped for lunch, Jennifer asked her mom, "Are you going to return the other dress? You really don't have another occasion where you could wear it." She just smiled and replied, "Of course I do, dear. I'm wearing it to the rehearsal dinner."
Ooh, that's a little catty, isn't it?
I think it's fair. I think it's very, very fair.
The other day, I had some information about cowboy sayings that give advice, and this is some advice from cowboys about getting into trouble. Rough and tumble cowboys tend to get into trouble from time to time. You might have heard that, but getting into trouble isn't exclusive to cowboys. Think about those comical sayings the next time that you're about to make a bad decision, okay? If you find yourself in a hole, the first thing to do is stop digging. Just because trouble comes visiting doesn't mean you have to offer it a place to sit down.
Oh, well, that's a good point.
Letting the cat out of the bag is a whole lot easier than putting it back. Keep that in mind. Nature gave us all something to fall back on, and sooner or later, we all land flat on it.
Yeah.
Cowboys' advice today. Some cowboys have too much tumbleweed in their blood to settle down. Kind of the Roman spirit, I guess, there. And sometimes you get, and sometimes you get got. Those are some cowboys' advice in here to anybody that might be getting into trouble, I guess, here or there. Folks, again, if you have items for The Good Stuff, send them to kimhburge@gmail.com. Thanks for tuning in to your local radio station. And this has been The Good Stuff.